How can you conceivably say that a product is safe from a fertility aspect if your trials have only gone on for 6 months? It's obviously ludicrous. It cannot have any meaning whatsoever to say it's safe. And when you actually look at the distribution of this receptor for the spike protein that we've discussed, other than the blood vessels, and by the way, platelets as well, the blood clotting little particles in the blood that are all to do with blood clotting and stopping you from bleeding. That receptor is also on the surface of platelets and may be responsible for some of the bleeding abnormalities that occur after vaccination. But the expression of this receptor, this ACE2 receptor, is also present in high concentration in the placenta and the testis, not the ovary, but the testis. So far as the placenta is concerned, if there were an attack on the placenta because of the spike protein attaching to these receptors, that could obviously result in miscarriage. That, sad as it is, might only be a one-time event. It's hard to postulate that it would be continual with subsequent pregnancies, although there are reasons why that could happen, and all the more reason to take it longer than 6 months. But what really worries me, without wishing to scare the population, is the reality that this receptor is present in the testis. And it's not just the testis, it's actually on the cells that produce spermatozoa. Now, obviously, you cannot test for that within 6 months. You have to go through quite a period of time looking at male fertility, spermatozoa counts, the success or not of pregnancy in women, couples who are trying to get pregnant. That obviously is going to take a few years. So why are we doing this? What if there's a plausible potential problem of that scale with those implications? Because an attack on the testis, for all we know, might not be a one-time thing, but could be sufficiently damaging to produce permanent male infertility or a significant reduction in fertility. And remember, that's at a time when there's an utterly unexplained, at the present time, drop in the concentration of spermatozoa, which over the last 10 or 20 years has been significant. About a 40% drop in spermatozoa is a well-documented phenomenon that is presently totally unexplained. Are we going to see another hit against male fertility with this vaccine? I sincerely hope not, and I hope this theory is just a hot air and has no confirmation, obviously. But it is a major risk, and I feel like banging the table here to get people to wake up, to realize what's at stake. This isn't just a trivial potential adverse effect. It could be catastrophic. And we just don't know. And yet we're injecting this into children as we speak, with the intent of reducing, bringing it down to 6 months of age for a condition that they're not going to die of. They'll shrug it off. It's a virtually no risk to them. And yet we're exposing them to all these risks of the vaccine. That just does not make any sense whatsoever. We must remember that every year, children die of the flu. Healthy children die of the flu every year. In this particular episode with COVID, fewer are dying of COVID than in previous years have died with the flu. So clearly, there is, if there was no emergency with the flu, why is there suddenly an emergency with COVID for children? It doesn't make any sense. It's an arbitrary, knee-jerk reaction by politicians. Don't believe what you're being told. It's a pack of lies from start to finish. It's intended to make you fearful and compliant.